You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. They need time to catch up at the dump, so it's closed today. Cleanup and recovery efforts continue after historic flooding. Milwaukee's Department of Public Works is still offering free drop-off service of junk at locations on the north and south sides. However, those locations are closed today and will reopen tomorrow. The Red Cross says flood victims with severe damage can start applying for their financial assistance tomorrow. There are some qualifications, and you can learn more about that process at redcross.org/get help. When FEMA adds it all up, there'll likely be big damages reported from MPS. Officials with Milwaukee Public Schools say they're working quickly to clean up damage at 24 buildings after the flooding. Students return in just over a week next Tuesday. Most of the schools only had minor issues that were fixed right away. Riverside University High and the Obama School of Career and Tech Education had more serious problems. MPS says cleanup is on track and classes are still expected to start as scheduled. A now former Walworth County Court Commissioner is looking for work. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A Wisconsin court commissioner has resigned after asking to see an immigration arrest warrant, highlighting tensions between judges and the Trump administration over immigration policies. Peter Navis stepped down last month. He had been with a Walworth County court commissioner. The incident occurred on July 15th. A court transcript obtained by the Associated Press on Thursday showed that Navis objected to sheriff's deputies detaining a man without a valid federal warrant. This follows a similar case involving Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan, who faces charges for obstructing federal officers. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel first reported on Navis's incident.
Another Milwaukee police chase ended in a fatality over the weekend. It happened on Meineke Avenue and West Center Street. Police say Saturday night they tried to stop a vehicle linked to a recent shooting, but the driver took off. The chase ended when the fleeing car crashed into another vehicle on West Center, killing that driver. The suspect ran off and hasn't been found. It marks the fifth police chase that involved a fatality in Milwaukee so far this year. Overwhelmed with gratitude. That's part of the statement from the Uecker family after the memorial at the ballpark yesterday. The Brewers celebration honored Bob Uecker's humor and heart as fans and team members swapped stories and reflected on his decades-long role as the voice of the Brewers. The family thanked fans for making Bob a part of their own lives and said that they have no doubt that Bob was there with them in spirit yesterday. The drug maker expanding in Kenosha County has to create 700 jobs and spend $2 billion in capital projects to get the incentives. Eli Lilly could see up to $100 million in state tax credits for its new Pleasant Prairie project, but only if they meet some big goals. Under the contract signed last week with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, the drug maker must invest at least $2.2 billion and create 700 jobs. If they hit those marks, Lilly would qualify for the incentives, which are the most ever offered to a private company in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin man accused of faking his own death and jetting off to Europe is set to enter a plea this week. Savannah Tolley Olson has more.
Authorities say Ryan Borgwart staged a kayaking accident on Big Green Lake about a year ago, wanting his family to get insurance money so he could seemingly start a new life with a woman he met online. Officials spent about $40,000 searching for him. As they began to unravel what happened, they learned he faked the accident, took a bus to Canada, flew to Paris, and then started living in the country of Georgia. The Green Lake County Sheriff's Office was communicating with him for weeks, first to confirm that he was alive and safe. Then they tried to convince him to come home. Eventually it worked. Borgwart came back to the U.S. in December. Now he's charged with misdemeanor obstruction. He'll be in court on Tuesday to enter a plea and be sentenced. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Decisions in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers beat the Seahawks 20-7 over the weekend. Training camp over now, and the team must decide who will stay and who will be released. Kalen King hopes he's earned a spot as a defensive back. I asked him how he'll spend his time between now and tomorrow's 3 p.m. deadline to reduce the roster from 90 to 53 players.
Spending time myself going over the film, and at the end of the day, it's not my decision to make, but only thing I can control is what I put on film, and I feel like I did my job today.
The Packers making a trade, sending a sixth-round pick to Philly for Eagles offensive tackle Darian Kennard. Baseball, the Brewers opening a four-game series at home tonight against the Diamondbacks. Yesterday, the team celebrating the life of Bob Uecker.
He had this larger-than-life personality, but if he never said one thing that was funny, and you just judged him as a baseball announcer, especially on the radio, Hall of Fame caliber baseball announcer.
That's Bob Costas with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, in case you haven't heard, Avengers Doomsday is set to premiere December 18th of 2026 with Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom. Yes, that's right. Iron Man is Dr. Doom. According to the Hot Mike podcast with John Roche, revealed that two actors clash after one of them jokingly made a comment that the other found offensive. And the actor that made the joke? Ryan Reynolds. No surprise here. Many big-name actors are set to make an appearance in the movie. Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Alan Cumming, Chris Hemsworth, and many more. And here's to hoping Robert Downey Jr. never takes off that Dr. Doom mask. Looking for a binge-worthy show to get you over to the football season? Look no further than Tacoma FD, from the makers of Super Troopers. I already binged my way through it in 2 weeks, and it was a super fun watch. If you like comfort shows to make you laugh, check it out, streaming on Netflix. According to Puberty, Glenn Powell was asked if he's interested in playing James Bond. Glenn responded then with, the role should go to an authentic Brit, and said he could only play Jimmy Bond. Other names that were mentioned to play 007? British actors Henry Cavill and Aaron Taylor Johnson. With those actors, I don't get why Powell was even brought up. There is no official 007 plans yet, but Amazon MGM Studios has taken over creative control. Fantastic Four has been receiving praise since the release of the film. It's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and has a 7.3 out of 10 on IMDb. On film-based platform Letterboxd, Paul Walter Hauser, who was Mole Man in the film, gave his own review. Hauser gave the film a 3.5 out of 5, saying, I love the score, the production design, and the performances. I wish they hadn't cut my scene with Vanessa Kirby, but I'm stoked that I got to be in a Marvel movie. First world problems. I'm spoiled rotten to get to act. Happy Madison fans, you're in luck. According to Deadline, Adam Sandler is teaming up with Sean Levy's 21 Laps to develop a feature adaptation of Evan S. Porter's debut novel, Dad Camp. Dad Camp is a heartwarming novel about a loving dad who drags his 11-year-old daughter to father-daughter week at a remote summer camp, their last chance to bond before he loses her to teenage girlhood. Kevin Jakubowski is set to write the script. Jakubowski has worked on projects such as Brickleberry, 8-Bit Christmas, and School of Rock. Are you looking for a new piece of memorabilia? Tobey Maguire's spider suit that has been worn heavily during filming in Spider-Man 2 and 3 is set to be auctioned off on September 4th on Pro Store Auction. According to Puberty, the spandex still contains some of its original foam padding beneath the fabric. Well, if that's the case, you still might be able to smell Maguire and catch his hate for paparazzi as well. The suit is estimated to smell, oops, I meant sell, for $200,000. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another really nice fall-like day today, mostly sunny with a high right around 68 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 40s to near 50 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.